Day 3 of the Supreme Court confirmation hearings for District Court Judge Brett Kavanaugh. Today he was pressed on his views on abortion. He said he believes Roe v. Wade is settled law. He has said that in the past. But documents surfaced in which he seemed to question whether legal scholars believe that. He was also asked about his dissent in an opinion that found that SeaWorld had violated work safety standards after one of its orcas killed a trainer. We all remember that terrible event. Kavanaugh said his dissent in that decision was based on precedent.
The precedent of the Labor Department, as I read it, was that the Labor Department under the statute would not regulate what it called the intrinsic qualities of a sports or entertainment show. So lots of sports and entertainment shows have serious dangers, whether it's football or the balance beam in gymnastics or the high wire act at the circus or the lion tamer show. And the SeaWorld show was, of, as I saw it, of a piece under those with that precedent that said the Labor Department would not regulate, for example, whether baseball helmets had to have ear flaps or whether to prohibit the punt return or to make the balance beam have nets. And this seemed to be covered by that precedent as I saw it.
But others saw it as part of a move to reduce the power of government agencies to regulate. Kavanaugh has been described as anti-regulation, according to the Washington Post. He's issued a number of opinions that would limit the power of federal agencies, from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission to the EPA. Yesterday, he addressed that concern.
I am not a skeptic of regulation at all. I am a skeptic of unauthorized regulation, of illegal regulation, of regulation that's outside the bounds of what the laws passed by Congress have said.
Let's take a closer look at that tension with Steve Mussum of the Washington Post. Hi, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. And you quote Rena Steinsor, an administrative law professor at the University of Maryland, saying that if Kavanaugh is confirmed, this is the end of the regulatory state as we know it, to which his supporters would say that's a good thing. They call the agency world the administrative state, and it's a pejorative. Remind us of that point of view.
Yeah, well, the so-called administrative state is something that is essential to our whole system of governing. Ever since the 1800s, when we first passed a law regulating interstate commerce, which was a law that helped protect people against railroads and railroad tycoons, we've slowly built this structure that involves a lot of different agencies, and those agencies act independently in many cases, and in situations that couldn't have been anticipated when Congress created those agencies or created laws that are administered by those agencies.
Well, now,
and this is very different from what Judge Kavanaugh is interested in preserving.
Well, he aligns with the White House and with others who, again, believe this has become an administrative state, a sort of an overbearing presence that kind of overruns Congress and puts too much power in the hands of the administration. And he's actually been touted by the White House to business leaders as someone who will protect business from illegal job-killing regulation. But this all brings us to the Chevron Doctrine. So I want everyone just to relax because we're going to be fine as we take up this really netty 1984 Supreme Court decision. Ironically, it kind of was in favor of a very conservative move by the Reagan administration. The Reagan EPA implemented a rule allowing factories that produce pollution to put in new equipment, even if it caused pollution, as long as overall the emissions output, the pollution output went down. Environmental groups sued. Hence, we have the Chevron case. They sued Chevron. The Supreme Court decided that EPA made a reasonable decision. And since then, if I got this right, judges have used that formula. If it's a reasonable decision, we'll let the agencies make these decisions because they presumably know more about these things.
Yes. And I think the heart of it is when Congress passes a law that is inevitably ambiguous about certain circumstances, what is the role of the courts when that rules that are regulations come before the court? And the idea of the Chevron doctrine was that the courts would not interfere in cases where it's a question of the agency's interpretation. And it's interesting to see the history of this because at the time The Supreme Court ruled 6-0 in favor of this, and Judge Stevens wrote the opinion. And there were liberals who were happy about this because it empowered technocratic experts at agencies. And there were conservatives who were happy because it limited judicial activism. But now, you know, what judicial conservatism has taken a sharp turn in a different direction.
Well, and conservatives were also very happy because you had the Reagan administration, you had the Bush administration. So it was empowering those agencies in those administrations. But then along came the Obama administration.
Well, that's right. And so especially given some of the bottlenecks in Congress, the agencies are where a lot of new regulations have been coming from.
Yeah. So Kavanaugh now is speaking out against the Chevron doctrine. He said at Notre Dame that the Chevron doctrine encourages agency aggressiveness on a large scale. In fact, it was just shortly after that that he was put on the president's list for Supreme Court nominees. He had not been on that list earlier. But talk about, you know, the irony here that, you know, some people are wondering, well, why is it so important for the Trump White House in particular to want to take apart the Chevron doctrine at a time when it's not a problem for them? I mean, we see President Trump's EPA taking apart regulations left and right.
Well, that's true. But I think that overall, the administration's goal is to roll back the scope of the agencies and their authority. Judge Kavanaugh referred to them as a headless fourth branch of the U.S. government, and that's clearly not where they want to go.
Well, and others are saying that perhaps this is a move to put a justice in place for a future Democratic administration, or to remove a doctrine, to have a justice in place to remove a doctrine that might benefit a future Democratic administration.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, the OSHA case we talked about in SeaWorld, in the majority was Judge Garland on that case. And he has cited the Chevron doctrine many times. You know, an enormous number of regulatory cases come before the D.C. appellate court. Kavanaugh has written close to 300 different opinions. Roughly 40% of them have dealt with the authority of regulatory agencies.
Now, we should say, hasn't the Chevron doctrine also been used to defend challenges to President Obama's rules on carbon emissions? Net neutrality has also been used in those ways, too.
Yes, that's correct. And also in the Consumer Financial Protection Board. In that case, Kavanaugh said that because there was only a sole director of that board, it had to be completely subject to the desires of the president. You know, he has come up with his own thing called a major rules doctrine that would cast his own view on the authority of these agencies as well.
Well, meaning let's take that up, because in the minute that we have, he has said that the Chevron doctrine should not be in use if the agency is coming up with a rule that is so big that would make such a change that, again, it would be going outside of the law that Congress had passed. It would be giving too much power to that agency.
Yes, and it's just impossible. You know, in the case involving net neutrality, when the Federal Communications Commission was created, there wasn't even an internet. So it's just very hard for Congress or the agencies to have anticipated everything. And in Judge Kavanaugh's world, I think Congress would have to act yet again in many of these instances.
Yeah. Stephen Mufsin, a reporter at The Washington Post, of course, supporters of the Chevron doctrine say that agencies need this latitude because very often the laws that are passed are outdated by the time the issues come to the agencies. But this is the debate we're hearing about. Stephen, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Now we know what the Chevron doctrine is.